In Robert Baer's new book, he says that because of either indifference or ignorance, Iran has emerged as a nation every bit as capable of altering America's destiny as traditional superpowers China and Russia. Baer is the author of two previous New York Times bestsellers. The second book, See No Evil, which recounted his years as an ex-CIA operative, was the basis for the 2005 film Syriana, which earned George Clooney an Oscar for his portrayal of Baer. His new book is called The Devil We Know, dealing with a new Iranian superpower. There's been concern for several years now that the Bush administration would attack Iran because of their budding nuclear program. But Baer tells WMNF that in some ways, the U.S. is already at war with them.
Well, we've been in a war with Iran since 1979. It was the government that took our embassy in Tehran. It was the Iranians who bombed the Marine headquarters in Beirut and took hostages. In 1996, the Iranians attacked Khobar Barracks. We are contending with Iran for control of the Gulf. The Iranians say that now that Saddam is gone, now that the Taliban are gone, they are the preeminent power in the Middle East, and we'd better listen to them. So we are really in a superpower struggle with Iran. And you know, it's people don't want to talk about it, but they are the preeminent force in the Middle East.
You write that Iran is a country of nuances, but we simply don't see those nuances. Now, we certainly know that George W. Bush infamously has said that he doesn't do nuance, but what about the rest of the foreign policy establishment in this country, or do we not hear from them because they're really not in power right now?
Well, they're not in power right now, but it's more academics who deal with this, and it doesn't fit into nice sound bites. But the point is that Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, has very little power. Iran is run by an informal Politburo, by the supreme leader, Khamenei. And these are the guys calling the shot. And for most Americans, it's difficult to focus on a very strange country like Iran, where the real power is behind a curtain. And that's what makes it so difficult for us to understand.
You write that Iran is a country desperately trying to modernize, not one that already has modernized.
Well, I mean, they still have amputations in Iran. I mean, it's a police state. There's no free press. At the same time, you know, Persian is the third most important language on the Internet. They've got modern, you know, nanotechnology and so forth. So they've got one foot in the 21st century. Now, how far they go in the future, no one knows.
We're speaking with Robert Baer. He's the author of the new book, The Devil We Know, dealing with the new Iranian superpower. And when people think of Iran, Iran is somewhat of a hybrid, is it not, in terms of how it's governed? A lot of people assume it's a theocracy, but you say not necessarily.
Well, only, 10% of the members of the Majlis, their parliament, are from religious parties. That's very low compared, for instance, like Turkey, our NATO ally, which is more than 50% representations from religious parties. You've got politicians that are very open. You've got many mullahs who are forced behind modernization in Iran. It's a very, very complicated country. And we also forget it's not an Arab country. Persians are Indo-Europeans. They share many cultural likenesses with us.